Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast. As I record this session, it's already September. And as for the garden, this is always an interesting time. Part of me is working to get the summer garden growing as long as possible, yet I'm ready for a fresh start and excited to plant my fall crops as well. A lot of people I know think of fall as a good time to give their green thumb a rest for a while, but not me. I think of fall as a great time to be in the garden, especially when it comes to growing edibles. The days are cooler and humidity is low, pests and diseases are far less, and the demands of watering are minimal. Even the weeds are fewer. And if that weren't enough incentive, some of my favorite edibles are best grown and thrive only in cooler weather. Spinach, turnips, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce, endive, arugula, leeks and collards, and root crops like carrots, beets, and parsnips all love cooler weather. So what do you need to know to get ready for planting your fall garden? Well, if you're using the same space, now's the time to tidy up the planting area by cleaning out the remains of the summer garden. Most of your plants are likely past their prime and beyond harvesting at this point, so out they go into the compost pile. And while you're at it, remove crop residue and any other weeds. And most important, now's the perfect time to incorporate more organic compost or well-rotted manure into the soil. The garden beds are open again, so you don't have to worry about having to work around all those plants in the ground. It's a lot easier now. And by now, the heavy feeders from your warm season plants have depleted much of the nutrients in the soil, so we need to add back some of that natural fertilizer. Compost is the perfect amendment for doing that while recharging the soil with plenty of organic matter. Some vegetables like spinach, collards, and cabbage are often sown directly for fall crops. But if you're anxious for a faster start like me, transplants from Burpee Home Gardens are readily available in the garden centers and an easy way for some instant satisfaction and long-term rewards. Now, some plant varieties are hardier than others, while a few are even known to actually sweeten up after being exposed to a few frost events. Brussels sprouts and broccoli are two of the most popular frost-tolerant choices. But overall, like with all edibles, depending on where you live will determine when you need to plant. And you can find that information on the seed packs and plant tags, and of course in books and online, even apps for your smartphone, like the Garden Coach, which you can download for free from burpeehomegardens.com. In the next podcast, we'll talk more about what to do to keep all your cool season crops going, even in the coldest temperatures. But for now, focus on the planting, and if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast series. All 26 episodes are on iTunes, and you can also find them on the burpeehomegardens.com website, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration, and the Garden Coach app, too. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast.